It depends.
Aha. Amanda Baranki, screamer or not? That's a yes.
Only when I'm doing it for myself.
Ah! She's got a
no
fuck
one
it
has ever made me scream.
Yeah, like that.
But
me.
Like that.
Just like that, mama.
She's like, I got a flower vase in my cooch. I am howling like a fucking wolf of the moon.
Okay, wait a minute. You think I can fit a flower vase up there?
I mean, there could be a small flower vase.
The fuck?
Dude, when I moved into this apartment that I'm living in now, the walls are like super thin to the point where I can, the bedroom, like my landlord's bedroom is underneath my bedroom.
They hear your dog snoring.
They very kindly, because I can hear her cough. Like, I can hear her cough.
You can hear our neighbors.
Like, but when I say here, I mean, like, it's as if it were in my room. And I guess, like, anyhow, they heard other things once. And then she just was like, I forget how she brought it up, but basically she heard my vibrator.
Oh, my God. I'm always afraid of, like, my neighbors hearing my vibrator.
But you know what? I'm kind of like,
gotta use a pillow over it. That's
what I was going to say. I was going to say, put a pillow on top. God damn.
The person who invents a silent vibrator, money.
Last time I bought a vibrator, I asked the clerk, I was like, is this a loud vibrator? And she was like, no, it's very quiet. And I'm like, this bitch lies. So much, because there is no such thing.
I got yelled at. I was recently in a
like
sex shop and I got yelled at.
My fucking bedroom.
Oh no, that's Carlos the Mexican.
Well, so I was like, yeah, you know, I have a really bad back, and so my chiropractor told me that I need to. Like,
oh,
use
that's
this
what you need to really use that. Okay.
You fucking lying piece of shit. You could even cop to it, but you're getting fucked in the next room screaming, but you're gonna go, oh, I'm gonna lie about my vibrator.
Well, that's the other thing now, because with the sex thing, well, the other thing that, you know, bothers me, if it were like a young couple, I'd be like, look, y'all, we fuck. Everybody fucks. That's how it is.
They have like four.
That's
kids.
A children's
they
book, actually.
They have four boys.
But
and
they're fucking too. Yeah. They
no
have
one
no,
else
but
boys.
They're not. But that's the thing is like they aren't anymore. And then I don't want them to have to like explain the noises from upstairs to the boys.
They
like,
seem like they have
I don't
a
want
marriage.
Yeah, it's.
Listen, just because mommy and daddy don't smash anymore doesn't mean that the rest of the world doesn't
I'm
smash.
I'm sure. Do you ever hear them fighting? Oh.
Well, she thinks they're fighting. They're actually fucking.
No, like...
Or it's a rape scenario.
And she, you know, she yelled. Although she's been yelling less, but...
she's a yeller. I can hear her yelling at her kids.
You guys hang out at her place a lot.
No, I actually walk her dog for her. I have a dog walking business. That's how
you
I...
You own the dog walk. How many comics do you employ?
I don't employ anyone. I'm the only person.
That was just a wasted fucking joke, Anthony. I'm like, oh, yes, and Amanda.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck!
No, we were just talking. She hates improv, so no.
Oh, well, I hate improv, too.
No but.
No but. Yeah. So you own your own business. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because most comic... For all of our non-comic listeners, which is probably about five of you, my sister, this is really geared for you. Most comics walk dogs to make money. Not all comics.
Or bartend.
Any other...
Tables.
Andy, what's your day gig?
I work for FedEx.
Okay, FedEx. All right.
Steal your packages. Okay, go on.
No, actually, we wind up doing a lot of... If you look at my Instagram now, you've probably seen this.
Humble brag.
We've been doing videos like in the morning, because there's like we can't get the flights in early enough, so we're being bored, and we're like, you know what? Let's just do a video, and we put these retarded videos up of
Who's
like
really?
Us just screwing around, me and the guys that work at my station.
Are you guys gonna get fired because of that?
No, we don't talk. Working? No, we don't talk about what we're working on. We just do stupid stuff.
I would just play wiffle ball if there's nothing going on.
Wiffle ball is my
we
favorite.
Would.
Fucking ain't right?
No running. No running in wiffle ball. That's
well, it depends on how you play. There are different ways.
You can play in wiffle ball.
Single, double, triple. No
yeah,
running needed.
Yeah, no running.
Yeah, but we'd play.
Do you play running?
We, oh, yeah, you,
we
I'd do
always
both.
Play no running. That's how you get people to come out is you tell them there's no running. Beer and no running.
Yes. I could get. I'm part of that. How about beer while running?
Okay, no. I did that once, and we actually had sangria, and we both went for the ball.
Hoity-toity bitches, I tell ya.
Yeah, we were sangria wolf ball, and he actually ran into me with his sangria and spilled his sangria.
That's ball. That's a double play right there.
Yeah.
Double play out.
Hold on, wait. You had sports and wine.
Sangria.
Ugh. Yeah. No offense.
In the summer.
Yeah,
you should play. You don't play the comic softball game in July?
It's not like that.
I did. I played this year.
You did?
I did.
Really?
Did you play?
I fucking ain't right. I did. We lost a championship game.
To my team.
Did you really?
Yeah,
We almost had you, motherfuckers. We came back with, like,
actually had to leave because, like, I had an injury. So I was like, I can't play the last game, guys. But, yeah, I played with John Jessarelli's team.
Yeah.
That's one of my best
It was me, Ryan Hoff, and Nick Ruggie, all those guys. That was our team. Yeah.
Yeah, we won.
We'll see you next year, motherfucker.
Apparently, hasn't Jeff won the last 3 years, his team?
They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, you're good. Well, they're good. You weren't there.
I was in the last game, but I played all day.
Vivi, you should play, too.
It's fine. Oh, I suck. Nobody would want me on their
team. But they need girls. They have, like,
we do. We have our second baseman is a girl, and she wasn't.
Apparently,
I'll be a girl.
You can be a girl. It's a matter of will you play the game.
I'll play. I'm just not good.
Crescendo, about you? Hold on one second. Amanda, did you just say there's a girl quota for
the team?
There is.
Really? Yeah. You have to have at least, what, two girls?
Yeah.
I'll bring my badge. Yeah.
That's pretty much Tell you what, it's funny. The first year I played DiGaetano, Teresa DiGaetano. Love her to pieces. I was in center and she was like in second, so we were just cracking jokes the entire fucking time.
She's an athlete, though.
She played? Competitive. No, she could hit. She can hit. Love that girl. Teresa can play my team any day of the week. Anyway, we're going softball in the middle of fucking February. I'm like, I want spring to come already!
God, I know.
Didn't spring training start?
What?
Spring training.
Spring training. Major League pitchers and catchers reported yesterday for the Yankees. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're welcome very much.
I know. Set up.
My pleasure. Poor St. Lucie. What?
What? The Mets? What are we talking about then? You can definitely tell Monica's on her period. All right.
Wow.
You can definitely tell that Chris Osgood's a Met.
Says my comedy husband.
That's very true. So now we talked about the good stuff on Valentine's Day. Any bad Valentine's Day stories? Any bad breakup stories or any kind of bad moments? Or Monica's staring at Amanda pretty hard over there. I don't know.
I don't really, because I don't even have good ones. I don't have bad ones either. Because, like, it's just...
You're like Switzerland.
When I had a boyfriend, we didn't really celebrate it. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what boyfriends are for.
Yeah.
So you don't have to celebrate the stupid shit.
Really?
I had bad ones, but I don't remember specifically. They just sucked. And, like, especially, you know what it is? This year was nice because... Oh, I have a bad one, but hold on. Let me finish my thought.
Please.
When they're during the week, that's a toughie. Because, like, those are always, like, forced. You know, I'm, like, tired from work or whatever. And it's like, no, but you still have to go to dinner. And it takes forever. But my worst Valentine's Day, and I love this person, but...
Comic?
No. Oh. Muggle.
Normies.
Right. So this was I think like maybe a year after my divorce or something like that. So I was still, you know, kind of picking up the pieces, so to speak. And I was dating this guy. I did not realize at the time that he had a bit of a drinking issue.
And from Monica's standpoint, that's been one hell of a drinking issue.
So, well, no, but anyhow, and I think, you know what it was? This is a point I'm trying to make too. So Valentine's Day fell during the week, and I actually had a big interview the next morning at like 7 a.m. So he was really cool. We ended up going out, but then he was like, look, babe, go home, get rest, think about your interview. And I said, let's do something Saturday to really celebrate where, like, we can stay out, yada, yada. So Saturday rolls around, and I had actually planned it, and we were going to go to this great restaurant in Park Slope and whatever. I was running a little behind, and I guess I didn't know this at the time. He'd been drinking much of the afternoon.
I like this guy already.
And then he showed up at my place, and I was like, I'm almost ready to go. Just give me like 10 minutes. And then he found like the vodka in the freezer for my roommate. So he had like, he chugged that. So then we get to the restaurant, and you know, it's a like smaller restaurant, and we're sitting kind of in the middle of the room, and he was so incredibly inebriated that he would pass out.
At the table.
Oh my God. Like, and I don't mean pass out like head down on the table. I mean literally just kind of like sitting up, black out, and then like
the hair was
wake
not
up.
Out.
Yeah.
And then wake up and start yelling at the waitress and be like, "Where's our food?" And I was just so embarrassed. So I said to her, "Here's my credit card. Please just wrap everything up. I'll pay for it." And I put him in a cab, and I went home sobbing. It wasn't technically Valentine's Day, but that was our Valentine's Day date with takeout, and like gave it to.
Did you bring up?
Well, so he was very embarrassed. He didn't know what happened. So a couple days later, he was like, "What happened?" I'm like, "You tell me." Like it was. I'd never seen him
blacked out.
Yeah, I'd never seen him like that before. And then we had a long talk. We did end up breaking up. We're still very good friends, but you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, I can't help you with an issue that you have because I'm trying to get my life together and I don't know how to deal with alcoholism. I was very honest. I was like, I just don't know how to deal with a drinking problem. I don't. But, like, I think that was a little bit of, like, rock bottom for him. And then he had
a few sober things. Now?
He is. Thank goodness. Yeah, he is. And he's awesome. I love him. I mean, we're still friends. But that was one of those Valentine's Day dates where I was just like, wow, this fucking sucks. I was like, I will never, I'm just not, I don't do Valentine's Day anymore.
Note to myself when I edit this piece, please insert some soft piano music playing in the background while Micah tells a story.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm going to put soft piano music in the background. Note to self on the editing. Yeah, it is sad.
Dude, you asked. Like, yeah. I think that's a bad
story. That's a bad story.
It's not sad. I mean, but it's not, I'm not saying it to be sad. I'm just like, holy fuck. Like, even when I have a boyfriend, it just doesn't go well. Like, I hate Valentine's Day. It's so forced. I don't like it. I don't believe in it. That and Santa Claus.
I don't believe
Monica
it.
Vita, sad on Valentine's Day. Next on the Hallmark Channel.
I'm not. I had a great Valentine's Day this year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why? What'd you do?
Drink. Hung out with comics. Right. Drank. Had fun.
I'm going to say, you got your syrup there, too? The drank?
I drank. I fucking drank, bitch.
Oh.
And I saw Jerry Seinfeld and didn't recognize
him. Humble brag.
It was so stupid.
Wait a minute. Why is she not bowing down to me? I mean, hey, I am Jerry Seinfeld. Why? Who are these people who do not throw rose petals at my feet?
I was like,
is it really? I thought it was kind of like, eh.
I mean, it's
not great.
It's serviceable.
Thank you. It's palpable. Thank you for judging my
service.
Amanda Brady, what did you do on Valentine's Day?
What did I do?
Did you vibrate yourself until you screamed?
I did not.
Oh, you're missing out.
I got banged. Yeah.
Humble brag, Dean.
That's not a humble brag. That's a brag bag.
Oh,
I don't think you know what that is.
Fair.
Very hard for a legit brag. Nothing.
Sustained. I'll overturn my humble brag sound effect.
That's it.
Boyfriend, guy you're dating?
Guy I'm dating.
Guy you're dating? Look at you. How long are you dating this lovely fellow? A
couple months.
So it's still good fucking.
Oh, it's a good fucking. There's some best.
You're still discovering things about each other.
There are scratch marks in your body still. You actually work up a sweat.
Oh yeah.
You don't give a shit that you've eaten only 2 hours beforehand. You're like, I'm gonna have a messy stomach or not. I'm gonna get fucked.
No, who cares if my stomach's gurgling?
That's exactly it. Like, I'm gonna have to take a shit when I'm done, but I'm gonna get my shit off now, right?
Actually, sex is great for... Okay, never mind.
Go ahead, please.
It's very good for getting your bowels moving.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you just eat too much...
Speaking of, how was your diarrhea? Kevin had fucking diarrhea and what a pro.
Oh, my God. So I'll tell you a story. I put this on Facebook. That's why she knows about this. I did a
Everybody knows about it.
I know. This is so funny. I'm sitting there. So I'm at the pair. I had a show on Thursday. And I was first, so the MC's up, and about with 3 minutes left in her set, I get those infamous gurgle, and I'm like, I could feel like the cold sweat start to, I'm like, oh, come on, but I ate like 2 hours ahead of time before, I'm like, I'm good.
Wait, you're a two hour shitter?
Well, you know, no, not that.
You're an eater, and then 2 hours later, you're
No, 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 but it was a diarrhea.
Like a 12 hour.
No, well, not that diarrhea. Much. But yeah, it was diarrhea. So she's on stage, and I'm getting the oh boy.
He's
so
playing
oh my god, I was getting Teresa Dickatown. This is for you. I was getting the old shivers up the fucking butthole. All right, that's how bad it was. I'm doing my set, 10 minutes, clenched cheeks on stage. I'm like, oh god,
it was funny, but boom, a little uptight.
Boom, yeah, exactly. I'm not even doing crowd work. I'm like, all right, boom, 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 boom. I get the light. I'm like, oh thank god. Next guy, as soon as I get brought to stage, I beeline right toward the bathroom and the pair. And if you all went in the
Which
grizzly
bathroom?
Pair.
Jackson Pollock, the main, back of the wall.
The big one, the unisex one.
The one where
you stretch out.
Everybody can hear you. Basically.
Right. Oh, yeah. So I go on and I just...
like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's an awful cackle right there. Did you hear that?
I love shit and fart.
Unleash holy hell in there. And to the point where after I was done... We were standing
there like 10 pounds less.
Everyone who walked by that bathroom was like,
oh.
They go, oh my god, who farted? I'm like, and I told the producer of the show, I told him the story, he's cracking up. And every time someone goes, oh my god, who cropped? Someone cropped us? And we were cracking the fuck up.
Nope, that's
true. No, dude.
That's true because that bathroom never has toilet paper in it.
It had a spare roll when I got. I'm like, oh, thank God. So I wasted so much on like 4 inches of TP of a layer, right? I'm 6'2". My legs were swinging in the fucking air like that. I hate public toilets. They're disgusting. But yeah,
you gotta go. Some people will not go in a public place. I am.
Let me tell you, I am with you. Okay, until
you gotta go, you gotta.
Well,
go.
That's a good. Yeah,
I was. My mother is a fucking OCD germaphobe, like to the point where she made me feel, my brother and sister feel like if we took a shit in public, we would end up looking like Tom Hanks at the very end of Philadelphia. That's how bad we are OCD. So. You're Jersey. Do you ever go to Stokes Forest when you're in the sixth grade?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. So Stokes Forest, when you're in sixth grade in Jersey, you have to go to a place called Stokes Forest. You camp out, not camp out, but you go to cabins and shit, and you do walk around nature to write reports and you get back. It's fucking lame. So anyway, I get there. The toilets are disgusting. I held a shit in for 4 fucking days.
That's insane.
I get home, and my mom's like, oh, good to see you. I'm like, get out of my way.
At least you were impacted.
Oh my God. And but like twice or 3 times, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to shit my pants. But I held it in. I held it in for 4 days.
That's so not healthy.
I know that. I thought I was going to get toxic shock syndrome, for Christ's sakes. I get home. I take a massive shit. I'm like, oh my God, I know what it feels like to be pregnant. To the point where I clawed the toilet up. My dad had to go unravel a coat hanger and fucking bust that shit up in the fucking toilet. And I'm like, oh my God. And I told my parents, like, I didn't take a shit because of you and mom. Because of you and your OCD fucking mentality. And the funny thing is this, too. My brother and my sister didn't take a shit when they went to Stokes as well because of that. So until now, I'm a medical sales rep. So I'm a medical sales rep in the day. I have no choice. Like, when I'm out, if I have to shit, I'm shitting. Now I'm, like, totally fine.
You know, like, your places that you can get.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're not going to do this to your daughter.
No. I'm like, honey.
So can I tell you?
Honey, just use a lot of toilet paper and carry the portable, like, the little packs you can buy, like, the butt wipes, like, the little tiny wipes. Yeah, put them in your bag. I have my suitcase.
I saw something online. There's, like, this spray that you can spray onto the water on the toilet. So that when you poop, it like protects the smell, and then it doesn't smell. I forget what it's called. But
do you know? I'm gonna. There's another story.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah,
I believe
it. I want it.
Wait, hold on a second.
But you know, women
talk
are
about a first world problem. You actually spray something on the toilet so your shit doesn't smell.
Yeah,
that's.
I want to spray that in my gym where certain people go and stink the place up. I do.
You know what? So my mom told me this story, and God bless my dad. I love him. But she told me they were in Las Vegas when you're in.
Great town.
If you've ever been to Las Vegas, you know that like these casinos and hotels are ginormous. So it's like 20 minutes to walk through the lobby.
Oh, yeah.
And my father loved the buffet. So, he had a full tummy, and apparently he had to go number 2. So they were like kind of speed walking back to their hotel. And bless his heart, apparently.
Shit himself on the strip.
He tripped and fell. And
he pooped.
Shit himself.
Caesars will never be the same.
He triggered his sphincter.
First of all.
So it wasn't like enough shame to fall flat faced onto the pavement. But then,
I go to Vegas a lot. Never eat at the buffet. And if you are, never eat the crab legs. That's the first thing. All right.
He's a shrimp guy. Well, he was. He's dead now.
R.I.P. to add on to the poop story, do you know, I just read this in the Post 2 weeks ago, do you know they have Airbnb? Now they're having Air-P&P, where you pay $4 or whatever the fuck they decide to charge to use some random dude's bathroom.
Oh, that's crazy, because I actually did an Airbnb last fall.
Do tell.
Like, you stayed at one?
I stayed at Airbnb. I'm
going to do one now,
I was at a comedy festival in California, and I did an Airbnb because it was like $40 or $50 cheaper a night.
Right.
And the guy was there the entire time. He never left.
That's weird.
Yeah. So I was in his extra bedroom. And that whole experience, I just felt like I was in some strange dude's apartment just trying to poo quietly.
Did he try and fuck you?
I couldn't do it. I had to go to the Starbucks every day.
Did he try and fuck you?
Yeah, he did.
Well, there you go. That's if you're spending $50 less a night, you have to deal with someone trying to fuck you.
You gotta work that off.
He didn't become creepy or anything, but I could definitely.
Hey, we go for a drink, or you know,
if I was willing, he would have been down for sure.
Not a good looking dude, or
no, he was good looking,
but she just doesn't go randomly fuck people.
I don't know.
Actually, I shouldn't speak for him.
I do randomly fuck people all the time, Monica. Come on,
sorry,
but not the ones that she's paying to stay in that place. Right?
You're like, no, you buy me.
Look, I'm gonna knock your rate completely out for a blowjob.
Yeah.
It's fun. Actually, you said Airbnb. I'm doing Airbnb for Vegas again, and it's so much fucking cheaper.
It is cheaper.
It's like a three. We have a 3-bedroom condo in the Cosmopolitan Hotel in fucking 4 nights.
That's where I spent the night. I know. When I went and did my
slutting.
I didn't even fuck the guy, and I still had to do the walk of shame, and it was embarrassing.
Did you at least like put on the costume of the walk of shame? Hair askew, shirt off.
No, I had on a fucking cougar print dress, bitch. With my tights slung over my shoulder.
You and Peg Bundy have something in common.
I look like a hooker. I walked past the because we were staying at the Bellagio, and I walked past the fucking, like, check-in counter, and of course now, Vegas is all family-friendly.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. The Bellagio. So there are all these dads and moms and baby strollers, and, like, some dude's like, you can get a hooker at 9:30 in the morning? I'm like, yes.
Goddamn right.
Yes, you can. All your dreams can come true.
Continental breakfast and pussy. I mean, I know, things will go better than that.
Hold on one second. Sure. Not to be an asshole. Your
heritage
is Eastern European, correct? Yes. You're blonde. Yeah. You're in Vegas. Your hair is disheveled. You're wearing animal print.
Oh, yeah. No, I look
9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Oh, you expected to not get called a prostitute.
No, I did. Fully. Yeah.
No, because the way the story came out, I was like, well, hold on one second. That is an accurate description of what you just saw.
Here's what I expect. First of all, girls? I didn't fuck anybody, so that was like a waste of a walk of shame. Secondly... I kind of thought, like, maybe it wouldn't be as obvious in Vegas. But
fuck
that.
You might as well have a neon... You might as well have that Welcome to Vegas sign around your fucking neck. I'm like, whore.
No, the whore's not that obvious. Yeah.
Actually, no, you can't... No, I don't think it's legal in Vegas. It's legal in Reno, but not Vegas.
He's absolutely right. It's illegal in Clark County, which is where Vegas is located. Mm-hmm. I've never had a whore. I've never paid for whores. I know you're
living in Vegas.
Amanda's looking at me like, you son of a bitch. No.
You're like, that's right. I don't pay for pussy in this space.
11 at night, maybe.
Oh, still. At 4 in the afternoon, I still say, oh, afternoon delights. Bada boom.
Bada boom. Bada boom. Afternoon delight should be a nap.
You can get an escort.
I mean, it could be a 2-for-1 after your afternoon delights. It could be the nap to follow.
Yeah. That's how I like to sleep.
Ass up?
Yeah.
Like that?
I know.
Okay. Monica's bent over like she's on the table like she's ready to take it deep. She's ready to play deep center field like that.
Well, we are talking about Valentine's Day.
She's getting her butthole ready for that golden bleaching thing where she talked about.
She's been in the mating position for almost the entire show. By the way,
she's a little listen. She's on the special time of month. She's a little frisky. You know?
Yeah, no, because it's like
she's like, who wants to run a red light tonight, guys? Who wants to run a red light? Let's go.
25 minutes ago, she had her head down over there, and I'm like, I don't know, she's trying to get laid or throw up.
Red light.
Did you just make that up?
No. That's been around longer than me.
Never heard that. That's
never great. Heard of that? Really?
No, that's great.
Run a red light when you bang a girl on the period?
It's called
run a red light?
That.
No. Oh. Well, now you know.
Yeah.
And so knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Oh!
The more you know, the more you grow.
Oh, NBC.
Okay,
I'll
sit down because y'all are making me feel... Okay.
We're making me feel uncomfortable. Any,
Is it the Animal Planet references that's making me feel uncomfortable?
No, worry on time. We're good.
So the Monica is in the position.
Yeah.
Assume the
position. She's in the supine. Like, okay. She's ready to be mounted from behind. The male peacock is presenting, spreading his feathers wide. Peacock.
Give me a rhino.
The red section is flaring. That's how you know.
Her baboon ass.
The red rocket is presented. Monica is presenting. We have...
She's presenting
touchdown.
And the male spits on it. To clean it off.
Amanda's looking at my comedy cards. I saw that.
I was like, look at these.
Yes. Oh,
what else?
What else? Any good Valentine's Day gigs did you guys have?
No.
I had the mic. I just decided I wasn't going to do them.
Oh.
Like, called out last minute because I was just like, you know what? Not for nothing.
I'm too big for your fucking bar show on Valentine's Day.
Is that a shitty date thing, by the way, to take your Valentine's Day date to a comic?
I mean,
show?
I was a not comic, I would think that's a good day to go. Because it's something different other than dinner, right?
Asking. I agree.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good one. It's like, oh, you know what? Fuck it, let's go.
I think it's a good litmus test to whether or not you're going to get along. I was talking to another comic because we were talking about the whole, like, you know, female comics versus male comics debate and stuff like that. But
More to the point, we were talking about, you know, I personally, I'm like, you know what? My stance is I try to make friends with the females in the audience, because especially if they're there on a date or with their significant other, like, if they laugh, the guy will laugh. But, like, if the guy laughs and she's not laughing, then you know that car ride home is like, oh, you think she's fucking funny? It's probably because you want to fuck her. Why do you think? Why were you laughing at her jokes
or,
at a comedy club?
Or do you find rape jokes funny? Because I don't.
You're that like, if
jokes
done
are funny
well.
Raping you? Hilarious.
If you think those jokes are bad, wait till you get dropped off in the middle of the woods tonight, huh? Sure. Nice walk back. Zing. So
I don't
no show.
You keep yourself warm.
Oh, well, I think we've covered a, I think we've covered a lot.
Yeah.
We've covered some shit humor, right? Check. Yeah. Covered Monica spent her ass cheeks apart for some imaginary guy behind her.
I like to help out. I'm
interesting.
A helpful person.
We've covered how to fuck a mother with two kids and how to pull that off. Yeah, check. And we've covered a...
he's a romantic. I mean, yeah. If nothing else, we've learned that Kevin is a romantic.
Oh. We've also learned that how vibrators can be so loud that you have to put a pillow on top of them to cover up the noise from your neighbors.
Do you have a rabbit?
I have the egg.
Ah!
Amanda, where are you from?
Virginia.
Okay.
Why?
No, I'm trying to figure out where you're accenting. You sound like,
I don't really have an accent.
You said a couple of words.
A couple
like,
words.
Yeah, I was like, does that sound like South Jersey? I'm like, are you from South Jersey?
No,
like,
from Virginia. Virginia.
What part?
I grew up in the Shenandoah Valley. And,
okay.
But all my family pretty much lives in Richmond for the most part now.
Okay.
So
all you fans of Amanda, you can go down there and track her family down and blame her family for how she loves to vibrate with loudly.
She's a good egg.
Yeah. Oh, you're a good egg, Nene.
I have a good egg. I have a couple good eggs.
Yeah.
You always gotta have a backup vibrator, right?
Do they make vaginas that vibrate for dudes?
They do.
Yeah, of course.
That was a
trick. Pussy pockets? Hello, where the fuck have
no,
you
been? No, I mean, like you said about getting dick on Valentine's. I don't need to because I can't. No, I never didn't know that. Honestly.
Yeah, you never been to a.
I've been to them, but I've never bought like a fucking posse. Pocket pussy that vibrated.
Yeah, pocket pussy.
That vibrates.
That's so convenient.
I heard
right?
of. I mean, I heard all
the
that
only,
shit.
The only thing is, like, for guys, I mean, I don't know how girls do it with the like anything battery operated. I can't do anything battery operated or electric over there because it's just like
you're afraid.
Yeah, I really am. Like, I don't want like something and
your pubes catch on fire.
Yeah. I mean, I shave, but like the balls. Are
oh yeah, 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 no, no, yeah. It's all gone. Okay. Shaving, I know your story is. Shave, not shave,
dick.
Groom, what are we doing here down there?
Always groom, I think. Yeah.
Groom, like a strip, like a, or like a narrow?
I mean, wow, this is getting very
well, this is called
yeah,
safe
like,
word.
I like to change it up. I go back and forth.
Just know if you
like
you're
like she's in witness protection program. Okay, I had an arrow pointing down there before. I got to shave it to go bare because the cops are on to me. I'm in hiding.
She sends pictures of her privates. You never really know. You're like, is
exactly.
This
you could send directions like an arrow pointing to the right. Like, to the right. That's where I am.
It's like you're in gay pride. It's like all rainbow.
Yeah, what is the safe word here again?
Yeah, you know what? That's it. That's exactly. No, thank you. We always do a safe word when we start the podcast. Monica, what's today's safe word?
I think pocket pussy.
Pocket pussy.
Well, it's already been said. That can't be the word. It has to be a word.
But he didn't know how to say it. So
I fucked it up.
That's
I know.
We're going to go with gorilla arrow is the safe word today.
Gorilla arrow.
See, now we can't talk about it.
Oh, sorry. Well, you said it too to say
well,
it.
Well, we had to get a safe word in there. How are we going
to
do it?
I can't believe we forgot the fucking safe. That's our favorite thing to do. It's like Pee Wee's Playhouse when they have the word of the day, and you annoy your parents by just screaming out every time they said the word. Ah! You start fucking love that show. But he was hilarious on Broadway. I'll tell you right now, he was hilarious.
On Broadway?
He did a Broadway show at Pee Wee's Playhouse on Broadway. It was on HBO.
Yeah.
It was
fucking
hilarious.
Please, Netflix, pick that up because you haven't yet. I've seen everything else from Pee Wee's Playhouse this past year because of Netflix, and they have not put on Pee Wee on Broadway yet.
I think it's on HBO Go, though.
It was on HBO.
Yeah, but I don't want to go and go get all these different things. Like, I refuse to go get Hulu because I'm like, I have Netflix. I don't need Hulu. And, like, there's all these other... I'm like, just don't. Put it all in one place. Why is this so hard?
I must be the last asshole that has cable still.
I have
DirecTV still.
I'm
only for NFL ticket.
I know. See, that's it. I can't get any of those fucking assholes. But, yeah. I don't care. You know, I'd rather watch it and just DVR and...
Yeah.
How are you gonna watch sports if you can't, you know, have?
But if you don't watch sports,
well, excuse the shit out of me, Amanda.
Excuse the shit out of me.
All right. Well,
not everybody does, but most Americans do at this. Actually, most world people, not everybody in the world watches sports.
It's so funny.
You don't have to.
Exactly. I don't have to.
Well, that's very true. It's funny. When you go around, burp.
Nice.
I was hoping that was a queef.
Oh, stop.
Gorilla. Monica's on her phone again, everyone.
No, I'm looking because I'm looking at shows. Shut up. That's right. Stop calling it
Which
out.
Segues my next point. It's time for the plugs. Anthony Crescenzo, you're to my immediate right. Why don't you share with the world where we can find you and where you're going to be?
All right, I'm going to make it really easy because you saw me. I was like, yeah, with the notebook a minute ago. Tonight, and it's probably not going to go out
for really
this. Yeah,
when
I know. I'm over at the Cove, but that's not going to help anything in Springfield.
But you're regular. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm over there, and I'm over
Comedy Cove in Springfield is what he means.
Yeah, and comic strip in New York. But just go to hashtag hope you die laughing on Twitter, and you can find it on Facebook and Instagram and all shit. And you can find out wherever I am, period, end.
Amanda Baramke, why don't you?
I'm on Twitter at Amanda Baramke.
Why don't you spell it out for everyone?
Amanda, B-A-R-A-M-K-I.
Right on.
That's also Instagram and also Facebook. But follow me on Twitter. I need more Twitter followers. So
don't
I
don't we
kill
all?
Myself.
Don't we
so
all?
I don't kill myself. And also, I'm really funny on Twitter. Uh-huh. And I have a quote. I'm doing air quotes. Podcast too. It's called Cast Pod.
For all you dyslexics out there.
Yes, and it's actually not a real podcast. It's satire. It's a group text message that we screenshot, and you can find that at Cast. Just Google Cast Pod Show. And
who do you do it with?
I do it with Jeff Cirilli and Case Rosso, and every week we have a different guest.
Oh,
okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's great. It's really funny because we pretend like it's a real podcast. So we use all the like terminology that we're like actually recording, but it's all in text message. And we have a different guest and a different topic every week.
Yay.
And I'm in the Pinup Squirrels. That's my sketch group. We have a monthly show. You can check us out. And I have a comic strip that I have made about being a comedian. It's called The Comics Trip. You can check that out as well. A
lot of punniness going on.
I know. I love puns.
You and Tito Romero should date then because he is the king of puns.
I love puns.
I know.
No.
Monica Vita, where can we find you besides bent over a coffee table in my house?
Yeah, so I'm looking at my calendar and thinking about when this is going to actually air, and you guys can all. So I'm going to be at the gynecologist on Thursday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
What's up, the past year?
I'll be at my gynecologist on March 9th if anybody wants to meet me there.
It's a cocaine one sticker minimum.
I'm killing it in March.
Do you need a co-producer for that?
Who books that?
Yeah,
Cigna.
I love that. That's fucking brilliant. Put that in.
Guys, you have to bring anybody with me to go on?
Five bringers.
You have to bark.
There's a two-finger minimum.
I think it's like a 6-inch minimum would be funnier. 6-inch minimum, you're out.
So listen, March is, you know, March is open. I am doing a charity show in PA in the Philly area on the 14th of March. But follow me at Mocha Vida on Twitter, which is MOKAVIDA. Obviously, follow us at Safe Word PC.
Please do.
And PC is for podcast, not because we're politically correct. And if you haven't figured that out, what the fuck?
Then you're retarded.
I'll leave it at that.
Yay. Okay.
He was not PC because he was afraid to tell jokes about Indians 20 minutes ago.
I was not afraid to tell jokes about Indians. I'll tell jokes about everything and anyone. I will be starting a new job next week and a half. Yeah. I will be.
You're so hack. Why are you stealing my material?
I know. I thought about doing that too. Where am I going to be? I'll be doing Nikki Sunshine Show.
Ah.
The producer's show. Producer's Club, whatever the fuck that is, on March 9th. But you can learn more all about that. Follow me, Kevin Goatee, G-O-O-T-E-E, on Twitter. The Twitter, as my mother likes to say. And at the Giggle Pit, 6 o'clock, Climate Lounge, or Klimat, if you're Polish, March 16th. I just do you two. And I'll actually do Randy Epley's show as well, but we're not going to announce that.
Yay.
But that's that. So listen, Safe Word PC, Kevin Goatee on Twitter. Andrew Crescenzo, what's your Twitter handle, you said? Did you get that out or no?
Just do everything through hope you die laughing with the hashtag.
Right on. Mocha Vita, Amanda Bramke on Twitter as well, as we stated. Advertisers, we're looking for you. We're looking for looking to spread the good word.
Hey,
we're skyrocketing on the Podomatic charts. In fact, one guy who said, quote, "You guys are so much better than my podcast. I can't believe you're ranked lower than I am."
Oh.
A direct quote.
That's great.
I said that to Monica, laughing hysterically, like, "You're going to fucking love this." I'm like, that was the best left-handed, exactly, left-handed compliment I've ever fucking seen. Like, thanks, but no? I'm Kevin Goatee. Stay tuned for the next episode of Save Our Podcast coming. I don't know when the fuck, but listen, subscribe through iTunes. We love you. Aviva Zen.
Yay.
Yay.